That's a yellow-rumped warbler. That's right, a yellow-rumped warbler. And I saw one this weekend. I also saw some grebes, coots, loons on a very short outing around the Madison Lakes. What birds are flocking to your neck of the woods these days? Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 7 minutes past 7 o'clock on this one day Wednesday, May the 1st. We will talk about birding this hour, and we will also ask for your support of this listener-supported radio service. Before we welcome in our bird expert, let me welcome in Rob Ferret, who can tell us what one day Wednesday is all about. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Joy. We're raising an entire pledge drive goal in just one day. A single day. You make it possible when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, we are aiming to get 2,000 pledges by 7 o'clock tonight with just one day of on-air fundraising. We are going to reach that goal hour by hour, pledge by pledge, and our goal for this first hour is 60 pledges.
Making this one-day goal a reality, making it a success, means we need to hear from you right now. Not tomorrow, not next week. It's done by tomorrow. Give now as generously as you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The Ideas Network is with you all day long, whether you ride to work with us or run errands with us or cook dinner with us. You get interesting discussions whenever you want them. We're always here, and you make that possible with your contribution. Wisconsin Public Radio would not be what it is without your support. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio on One Day Wednesday right now is a great thing to do with a few minutes of your time. Just give us your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay. Whether you call or you pledge online, we'll keep your personal information safe. We don't share it with any other organization.
Your gift supports the stories, the programs that you enjoy every day, programs that keep you connected to the world. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A donation to Wisconsin Public Radio has a greater impact than you might realize.
I have the power to participate and be heard.
I have the power to share stories from our shared Wisconsin past.
I have the power to learn with and about other people who don't think like me.
Today, as we fit an entire pledge drive into one day, you have the power to make it a success. Here's someone to tell you how.
Make it a success by pledging now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret, and we're asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio on this One Day Wednesday. Maybe you will choose to make a gift of $10 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you do pledge $10 a month or more, we've got a special treat for you. Our new, brand new artisan mug. It is very appropriate to this hour. It is bird themed. It says, "Birds of a Feather Listen Together." So make a pledge of $10 a month or more right now on One Day Wednesday at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And in just a moment, we will be talking about birds and birding in Wisconsin. Discussions like this are possible because of your financial support. So won't you give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looking for 58 more pledges by the end of the hour. It's a one-day drive. It works when you take part. You have the power of one. There is really power in your pledge. Be a part of this exciting day. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can get our beautiful 2013 artist mug when you give $10 a month or more. The theme is Birds of a Feather Listen Together. Even when we listen to WPR by ourselves, we are actually listening together as a community. So join the community right now and get this limited edition mug with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And if you go to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, you can see a photo of that mug and this mug that's talking to you right now and our guest as well, Andy Paulios, who is here to talk about birds with you. Thanks a lot, Rob.
We'll be back in a bit, Joy.
I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is spring migration time for many birds, and birders are having a field day. What are you getting out to birdwatch? What are you seeing? Our number to join us on air is 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Andy Paulios is coordinator of the Wisconsin Bird Conservation Initiative and a biologist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Good morning, Andy. Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Joy.
It's a pleasure to have you back, and I know that that you had to rearrange your schedule to do this, and we really do appreciate it. And I know that you're also leading an event. You are going to be the leader of an event featuring my colleague Larry Mueller and his producer Judith Sears Poisson coming up in a couple of weeks. It's at Picnic Point in Madison on May the 12th. And it's possible for a limited number of listeners to go along on this adventure. And we'll put more information on our Facebook page about that. But what are you expecting to see there, Andy?
Well, this is sort of the peak of birding time for Wisconsinites. Early May is the best time of the year to go out birding, and you can really see warblers and hummingbirds and thrushes and orioles and all the fun birds that we like to see in spring migration right in downtown Madison. So who knows what we might find, but hopefully lots of warblers and colorful birds like that.
Well, I went to Picnic Point just on the weekend, along with some other spots, and all I saw at that time were coots. What are coots, anyway?
Coots are a small, dark water bird that often don't get a lot of love from birders, but they're a fun bird to watch. You know, yesterday was probably our first really big migration of the spring for the long-distance migrants. So yesterday people were reporting 10 to 15 species of warblers, and a lot of people had their first orioles and rosebreasts and grosbeaks and all that kind of stuff. So today is probably going to be really good, and then it's going to get cold for a few days, but should be good for the next few days here.
Yeah, that I did see a warbler, a yellow-rumped warbler, and I guess conveniently named that because it has a yellow patch on its butt.
Yep. Yeah, and the other name is butterbutt for those guys. But yeah, that was the common warbler like a week ago, and they winter in the southeast U.S., so they get here a little earlier, and then all the birds that are wintering now in Central America and South America are flying through for the next couple of weeks.
So what warbler do I really want to see right now?
Oh, man, that's an impossible question to answer. But my personal favorite is the magnolia warbler, but there's so many good ones. There are prothonotary warblers that nest right on Picnic Point there that are like big gold canaries. So, you know, that's a
beautiful
long barroom discussion to determine which is the best warbler.
Yeah. You know, Amanda Magnus, my producer director this morning, is from Baltimore. And she's kind of new to the state, sort of new to the state. And she's like, what the heck is the Baltimore Oriole doing here?
Well, it's one of many birds that are probably named inappropriately by a location. there's Tennessee warblers that don't nest in Tennessee as well. But, you know, orioles are sort of that iconic backyard bird that people really love and really connect to. And so I'm excited today. Usually May 1st is the day that orioles come back, generally across southern Wisconsin.
Oh, neat. And I should put out some jelly or something in my backyard if I want to attract them.
Yep. You can put out any bright orange nectar feeders or jelly or, you know, fruit slices like oranges and that sort of thing are good oriole attractants.
Yeah. And will they nest? They nest here too?
Yep, they nest in southern Wisconsin. Actually, they nest through most of the state. And this year, because the leaf phenology is so behind, because we're just now emerging from winter, it should be a really good year to see orioles at your feeders, because they're getting here and there's not as much natural food as there was last year when they got here. So dust off those feeders and get them out there.
Neat. And you just before we started, Andy, you showed us an app that you have on your smartphone, and it was showing bird migration. This was radar picking up bird migration.
Yep. There's a whole field now of radar ornithology, and I was just peeking at it quick because I'm thinking I should go birding after I get out of the studio here. And yeah, right now it's showing a lot of birds over Lake Michigan coming in. So if you're a birder in the Milwaukee area or the Green Bay area, you could probably head to your local hotspot right along the lake here.
Very nice. This is a prime time for birding, and we are going to continue talking about birds and birding in just a minute or two, and take your calls, too, about what you are seeing or questions that you might have for Andy Polios, who is coordinator of the Wisconsin Bird Conservation Initiative and a biologist with the Department of Natural Resources. But first, time for an update on One Day Wednesday with Rob Ferret. And Rob, how are we doing?
We need 52 more pledges this hour. We're trying to do a whole pledge drive's worth of fundraising in just one day on this One Day Wednesday. Looking for 52 more pledges by the end of the hour. You can make it a success with your pledge right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Your pledge right now is so important because listener contributions make up the single largest piece of our budget. Help make One Day Wednesday a success and help us raise the money that we need to pay for the programs that you enjoy in just one day. $5 a month, $10 a month, every gift right now, no matter the amount, makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm doing a little bird watching right now on the brand new, first time available WPR artist mug. We have a blue-headed, polka-dotted, red-butted something. They're kind of fanciful, cartoonish birds, and a sort of barber pole-tailed, I don't know what I'd call it. But anyway, you can get your very own WPR artist mug, and it's bird and flower themed, very springy. Make a pledge of $10 a month or more. That's a pledge of $120 at WPR.org. or call 888-202-2552.
You know, at the end of each hour, you often hear a guest say, "Thanks for your great listeners and their great questions. You are indeed thoughtful, active listeners, and we thank you for contributing to the quality of WPR programs with all of your calls and comments. And thank you for your financial support as well, because that's what makes it all possible. If you haven't pledged yet, do it now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving to WPR is easy. All it takes is a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say $10 a month.
And that donation will come back to you every day in the form of great programs. So make your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and please give as generously as you can.
Hi, I'm Carrillo Owen from Wisconsin Public Radio, and I help create To the Best of Our Knowledge. Did you know that a donation of $10 a month can make a radio show possible? To edit our shows, I use a simple and powerful piece of equipment, headphones. To pay for those headphones and other broadcasting tools, it takes a simple but powerful act, your support of $10 a month. Here's someone to tell you how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make your pledge of support on this One Day Wednesday, where you have the power of one. Every single pledge matters. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret, and we thank you in advance for your gift of $10 or $15 a month, whatever amount is right for you, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And your pledge right now is your chance to be the first kid on your block with the brand new WPR artist mug. With a pledge of $10 a month or more, when you make your pledge, ask for your Birds of a Feather Listen Together WPR artist mug. Make that pledge at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And Rob, I do say this quite often because I do make pledges during these pledge drives because I am very intrigued by a thank you gift. And I have to pledge too if I want mug. And I'm going to pledge to get this mug. I'm kind of a mug collector, and I need to replace my 2008 Joyride mug, I think, with this one.
Is that the one sitting in your office still unwashed?
Yes. Yes, it is. With yesterday's coffee in it. Thanks for telling everybody, Rob. But make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make that pledge $10 a month or more, and you can do it in installments if you want to become a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio and ask for Birds of a Feather Listen Together, our 2013 artist mug, as your thank you gift.
If you're waiting for the last day of the drive to make your pledge, this is it. It's a one-day drive. It's your only day to make a pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Okay, let's now talk about birds a little bit more with Andy Paulios, who is coordinator of the Wisconsin Bird Conservation Initiative and a biologist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. All right, it's a quiz, Andy. What was that?
I think it was one of these lemon-breasted polka dot-tailed birds.
No, that was the Baltimore Oriole, which I am looking forward to seeing. What a beautiful, beautiful bird. And what birds are you looking forward to seeing, or what birds are you seeing at your backyard feeder? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org, or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Lots of birding activity going on with the spring migration underway, and lots of people out and about looking for birds, welcoming back some of our favorite birds. And Andy, there's also in the month of May, we can take part in a birdathon. What is it? It's the Great Birdathon in May. What is this all about?
Yep. So the whole month of May, teams are signed up to participate in the Great Wisconsin Birdathon, which is in support of the Bird Protection Fund, which is run by the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. And there's a number of ways to participate. You can join a team, you can start a team, or pledge to a team. And then the Resources Foundation also has field trips, some of which still have spots available. So if you go to their website, which is wisconservation.org, you can join some of those field trips to see great birds and help all the birds that we love.
So we are seeing lots of birds in southern Wisconsin, and you just mentioned that a whole bunch are coming over Lake Michigan, and Milwaukee will be in for a field day in the next couple of days. What about northern Wisconsin? Are there still, you know, ice on the lakes up there and snow on the ground?
Yeah, they're just emerging from their depression, I think, right now. I know in the last few days they've had really warm weather and lost a lot of their snow, and they are definitely getting new migrants. The water's opening up, so of course they're getting all the loons and the water birds and the ducks and all that kind of stuff. But my colleagues in northern Wisconsin have been in a bit of a funk, because as we're seeing all this stuff down here, they're reporting, you know, 10 inches of new snow. So
one day their spring will come.
One day.
Let's take a call from John in Richland Center. Hello, John.
Good morning, Andy and Joy. Good
morning. What are you seeing?
A friend of mine drove me up a couple miles from my home, and we looked at a pair of bald eagles sitting on about a 2-foot diameter nest. And we kind of walked over a little bit, kind of like maybe too close, and it looks like the male might have flown away. But the female kept sitting on the nest, and I was wondering if she was sitting on eggs, or are they chicks or baby birds by now?
So have their eggs hatched by now?
Some of them for sure could have. It just depends on when this couple started and all that. If she's sitting real tight like that, if they were chicks, they'd probably be really small. It's hard to say, but for sure the southern Wisconsin eagles get an early start, so they could be hatched by now.
Yeah, so is there a best time of day to go birding, to view these migrating birds?
Yeah, I mean, so the typical answer as we get towards the breeding season is really early, and as it gets hotter during the day, the bird activity quiets down. But in migration, really any time of the day can be really good. A really hot, windy day like yesterday, it's best to go the first few hours of the morning. But in the next couple of days, when we get some of these rainstorms coming in and colder weather, the birds will be active all day long, trying to build fat for their migration. So, you know, whenever you can get out there is a good time to go birding.
Yeah, and you said that maybe activity will slow down, especially in southern Wisconsin, when it gets cooler at the end of the week. It's just that they're not going to be flying in from other locales?
Yeah, so we won't get any new migrants probably Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but the birds that are here will have to, they'll still be here, so they're not going to leave either. So it should be, you know, there should be good things to see, you know, for the next few days. And actually, some of these cold, kind of crummy days can be even better because the birds are hungry and they're feeding a lot and they could be down really low. It might be your chance to see a really cool warbler at about 3 feet, you know, at hip level. So get your cameras out.
Good, we will. And we are going to continue talking about birding and birds in Wisconsin with Andy Paulios in just a few minutes. But a reminder that this is One Day Wednesday when Wisconsin Public Radio tries to raise a pledge drive's worth of donations in just one day. Joining me is Rob Ferret with more information on how you can be a part of One Day Wednesday.
You can pledge at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. We are off to a great start this morning. We're now looking for 43 more pledges by the end of the hour. Thank you if you've already pledged this morning or in the days leading up to the drive. If you haven't, it's just one day. You've just got this one chance. You said you wanted more programming, less on-air fundraising. We can do that with your help right now. Your donation of $5 or $10 a month will just take a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Perhaps if you're a newer listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, you think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars. Well, we do get funding from the federal government and from the state, but listener contributions make up the single largest source of our income.
That's why your support is vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. Now that you know how important your support is to WPR, make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving is really, really easy. All we need is your name, contact information, the amount that you would like to pledge, and how you'd like to pay for it.
Save time and money. Use a credit card if you can, or better, start automatic sustaining donations directly from your bank account. You choose how to give, and then you do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin has a long and distinguished tradition of community and grassroots support for the things that people care about. All of us banding together are going to be able to make it the best it can be and continue to be there for all of us. So, you know, it's our civic responsibility, I think, to support public radio. I'm Ann Katz. Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for news, connections, and community.
Make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio on this One Day Wednesday.
You can make your pledge at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. We're cramming a whole pledge drive into today. This is it. There's no tomorrow. This is your chance to make a pledge and make these really short pledge drives a success. Pledge at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And thanks to Brian from Milwaukee, who pledged and says, I'm pledging for the great show that's on this morning. I especially enjoy the non-political shows.
Okay.
Well, good. Thank you so much, Brian. I'm glad that you pledged during this show on birding. Certainly, we talk politics. We will coming up after 7 o'clock this morning. But we also talk about other fun things that that make life special in Wisconsin, and things like birding and lifestyle, other lifestyle issues.
That's what I love about your show, Joy. Mm. You cover it all. You cover everything that is important about being in Wisconsin. Make your pledge to support that and pick up your very own brand new WPR artist mug. $10 or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks very much for your support. We'll be back after the news. Name that bird call. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio talking about birds. And boy, lots of birds flocking to Wisconsin these days. What are you seeing or what questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And in fact, you can check out lots of links there to useful information and some photos of birds as well. Post your own photos if you'd like. We'd love to see what you are seeing if you've captured that in a picture. Our guest is Andy Polios. He is coordinator of the Wisconsin Bird Conservation Initiative and a biologist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. If you would like to join us, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. So Andy, that was a wren of some sort. Do you, yep. What kind of wren was that?
That was the house wren that we're all, it's a common backyard bird, and my mother-in-law and others call it the Jenny wren. So it's a fun one to have in your yard, and it'll nest in the little bird boxes and stuff.
Oh, is that the one that will, yeah, I think they'll also nest in just about anything, won't they? Like my potted plant the other summer?
They could, yeah. They like to sort of stuff things full of sticks and then make a little tunnel in there for the female to nest in.
So. Oh, very nice. Does that house wren have a red head?
No, that's the house finch.
Oh, that's the house finch. Okay. See, you can tell I'm an expert birder here, but I'm trying to learn.
And they love potted. Yeah, house finches, that's the love one. Hanging plants from your, yes.
Well, you shared with us a photo that I think we're going to put on the Facebook page. It is there. It's little baby robins that just recently hatched at your house.
Yep. Yeah. Despite this sort of nasty spring, we have a pair of robins that nested in our front porch last year, and she came back again this year and did the same thing. And my daughter's been protecting them from all of our neighborhood visitors for the last 2 weeks, and now they're out there and getting fed by their parents.
Oh, how sweet. But we have lots of callers, so let's go to Candy in Eagle River first. Hi, Candy.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. What are you seeing these days?
Well, actually, living in northern Wisconsin, for the first time the other day, I saw a male cardinal, which was very unusual, I think. I did have a question. I wonder if Mr. Polios could give us some suggestions as to how we might enhance our landscape to help the birds.
Good question.
Sure. You know, cardinals are moving north, and especially in town, so it's not totally surprising that Candy saw one in Eagle River. But the best thing people can do, like, in and around where they live is to plant lots of native trees and shrubs and provide a lot of natural food for the birds as they're coming through, either as on migration or if they're going to stay to breed. And, you know, there's some things around your house you can do as well to sort of eliminate some mortality issues, like, you know, try to reduce the reflections of your windows. A lot of birds die by colliding into windows and stuff. But, you know, really the best thing to do is sort of shrubify and plant lots of native trees and stuff, especially this time of year when all these migrants are coming.
All right. Thanks, Candy, for the call. Let's go to Dawn in Green Lake. Hi, Dawn.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
I saw a couple birds by my suet feeder yesterday, and I was just wondering if we could identify what it was. It had a white belly, a red neck, and a black head.
Is that enough for you, Andy?
I'm guessing they're a woodpecker, and they could have been a downy or a hairy woodpecker, a real common black and white colored woodpecker, and the males have a little red nape at the back of the neck.
Okay, this was underneath it, like it's underneath. I've never seen one before, and I've been watching them for a while now, and I think I've seen the two you mentioned, but I haven't seen this one with the red underneath its neck. And it wasn't holding on to the suet feeder like a woodpecker would. It kind of had a hard time holding on to it. And another one was on the ground, looked like picking at the dirt.
Do you have any tips maybe if somebody sees a bird and they don't know what it is, where they might find out what kind of bird that is?
Yeah. She's got me totally stumped on that one. You know, DNR just created a birding webpage. You can go to the DNR page and just type birding into our search string. And we have a whole tab of information there about where to find birds and how to identify birds and stuff. And there's all kinds of great online resources. And then there's some good contact info for local experts and groups and stuff that can that can solve this this identification dilemma.
Yeah. You know, I really had a thrill a couple of months ago or several weeks ago. I don't remember now when it was. It's been such a long spring. The great gray owl that was making its presence known in the Madison area, it was actually by the Capital Brewery in Middleton. And it stayed there for what seemed to be at least a couple of weeks, looking for rodents, apparently, because it didn't have the rodents it wanted in Canada.
Who knows why great gray owls do what they do, but it was finding lots of rodents behind the Capital Brewery in Middleton. And it did end up leaving on its own. So, yeah, it was an exciting winter to see great gray owls and a number of sort of northern visitors.
Yeah, and now in commemoration of the great gray owl visitor, the Capital Brewery, along with the DNR is involved in this?
Well, the Natural Resources Foundation and the Bird Protection Fund. So Capital Brewery was so enamored with their great gray owl visitor friend that they're actually naming a new beer after the
I love
owl.
It. What's so, this? What's it going to be called?
I think it's going to be called the Lost Owl Lager.
And you're planning a hootenanny to for the launch party?
Yes, we're gonna. We haven't finalized the details yet. Natural Resources Foundation is working with Capital Brewery to put together an event to celebrate our owl friend.
So anyway, you can probably check the Natural Resources Foundation's website for more details.
Yeah, stay tuned to their Facebook page or Capital Brewery's Facebook page, and I'm sure you'll be able to attend the hootenanny.
We'll get to more calls about your bird sightings or questions about bird identification for Andy Polios, coordinator of the Wisconsin Bird Conservation Initiative and a biologist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, in just a few minutes. But right now, I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret, and today is One Day Wednesday. You rely on Wisconsin Public Radio to bring clarity to the day's news and to engage your mind with lively and fun discussions. We rely on the money that you give us that keep the discussions going strong.
We're here to raise the money for the programs you rely on with just one day of on-air fundraising. Make your pledge of any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Okay, we are looking for another 33 pledges in the next 18 minutes to help pay for the programs that you rely on.
Raising all the money in one day doesn't mean we need less money. It just means we have to reach our goals faster. Everybody wins when we do, so make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think of all the times that you've started a conversation with, "I heard on Wisconsin Public Radio the other day that ... The Ideas Network is a great conversation starter."
Here's a thought. Consider donating $1 for each of those interesting discussions. Could add up really fast. Figure out what it adds up to and give at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Giving takes just a few minutes of your time. We'll ask you for your name, contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay. Consider using your credit card. It saves time and postage and paper. Plus, it puts your money to work right away. No matter how you choose to give or how much, please do take the next few minutes to make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm Kai Rizdahl from Marketplace, and let's do the numbers. If you remember back to math class, you know that exponential growth can make things add up pretty quickly. 32, 64, 128, 256, 512, 1024, 2048. But that exponential growth starts with just one, whether that's one sale of a product that takes off or one click of a video that goes viral. In the case of public radio, it all starts with one listener, one donor, and that person is you. When you give to Wisconsin Public Radio, you set off an amazing chain of events, one that will keep you and generations to come informed, entertained, and engaged. Get that chain reaction going right now by making a donation. Here's somebody to tell you how.
Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's One Day Wednesday, and I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Well, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you pledge $10 a month or more, You can always pledge more than that. But for $10 a month or more, ask for your very own brand spanking new WPR artist mug. Very appropriate to this hour. It is bird and flower themed. Very springy in its colors. Very cool design. You can have your very own WPR mug with a pledge of $120 or more at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, and if you're a collector of mugs, and especially Wisconsin Public Radio pledge drive mugs, you need to have this mug. And especially if you love birds, and you love the community of Wisconsin Public Radio, and you love that it's not just one person listening, it's the entire state and beyond listening along and participating in these conversations every single day, be the conversations about birds as we're doing this hour, or politics as we will do after 7 o'clock, or supper clubs. We're going to talk about Wisconsin supper clubs after 8 o'clock. So a wide variety of issues and ideas, and you participate by pledging at 888-202-2552 or pledge at WPR.org.
This one-day pledge drive will only be a success if you flock together and make your pledge right now. All of you working together makes WPR possible. That's the great thing about it. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you know, this is it. Tomorrow, it's back to regular programming. Tomorrow, you will hear all of your favorite shows without any fundraising. This is One Day Wednesday, so there's no time to procrastinate until the last day of the drive, because this is the first and last day of this drive. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to help us meet our goal and make One Day Wednesday a success.
We are looking for 31 more pledges by the end of the hour. 31 pledges in about 15 minutes. It's a tall order, but we can do it with your help, with your pledge, right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, for your pledge of $10 a month or more, we will send you the new 2013 artist mug, the WPR artist mug, which has the theme Birds of a Feather Listen Together. Did I say that right? Feather Listen Together. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Make that pledge right now. Make One Day Wednesday a success. Prove to us again that we can still raise the money we need, even in a super, super short pledge drive. Hey, just need 27 now. Thank you if you just pledged. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks, Rob. Talk to you later. All right. Name that bird call. That's an easy one. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We are talking about birds in Wisconsin and birding in Wisconsin, and welcoming your bird sightings, your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Post a photo there, too, if you'd like. Andy Paulios is coordinator of the Wisconsin Bird Conservation Initiative and a biologist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. And that, of course, Andy, was
the common loon.
That's right. And I saw a couple of common loons right here on the Madison Lakes last weekend, too. So they don't just hang out in northern Wisconsin.
Yeah, the Madison Lakes are really great stopover areas for common loons, and before these northern lakes started to open up this week, there was a lot of loons on Lake Monona and Mendota.
So then they traveled north?
Yep.
All right, well, I'm glad I caught them then. So what about you? Well, we have a lot of callers, so let's go to Pat in Green Bay. Hello, Pat.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning, Andy.
Morning.
Morning.
I'm called to tell you, this year, early in the spring, which was this last week, I think, on the front porch, we saw a common red pole with a little red diamond on the top of its head. Is that right, Andy?
Yeah. Yeah, this was a great, great winter for red poles.
I've never seen that bird in my yard before. Then the other one is a ruby-crowned kinglet. And at first when I saw this little bird, I thought it was a common red pole because of the little red mark on its head. but the red mark on its head was very tiny, almost like somebody just spilt a little paint there. And then another one showed up, and I think they're a pair, and the other one's kind of a gray-green. And it was fun watching them because when they fly, it reminded me of like of a flutter of a butterfly. It was like a nervous flight. They're really strange, but they live in my backyard in a pine tree.
Very nice. And you think that was a ruby-crowned kinglet?
I think so.
Yeah. Does that sound about right?
Yeah. Kinglets are also coming through right now, and they won't nest in southern or central Wisconsin, but a few nest in northern Wisconsin. But they're a real common migrant right now, and they like conifer trees, pine trees. And they have a fabulous, very spirited song. Get your smartphone app out and listen to it or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a great bird to hear in late April.
Thanks, Pat. A number of listeners are calling in thinking that the bird that our caller in the last segment mentioned that had you stumped, guessing that it might have been the rose-breasted grosbeak.
See, I'm not even out of winter mode yet. Yeah, that would be a good, definitely a good guess.
See, don't we have smart listeners? Yeah, there we go. Let's, Alice in Fitchburg. Hello, Alice.
Hi. While I've been on hold, I have seen two orioles, a pair, and I've seen the grosbeak, and I just forgot the name of the other one that's a beautiful bird, black with red all over, splotches. And I know what it is, but I forgot. And I also wanted to know that we have a Cooper's hawk that is often in our tree.
Uh-oh.
Will that go after birds?
I bet it will.
That's all it goes after. Yes. All the excipiters, Cooper's hawk, goshawks, sharpshin hawks, they specialize in eating birds. And Cooper's hawks especially have sort of adapted to living in urban areas, and they love to hunt bird feeders. And go after your gaggle of house sparrows and other things that I'm feeding in my backyard.
Yeah, and boy, is there anything you should do or could do to distract them from your birds feeding at your feeder or anything?
You know, it just depends if you like raptors or not. I love watching them attempt to hunt the house sparrows. What I always tell folks is if you have bird feeders, to plant lots of native trees and shrubs or put a little brush pile out there, some escape cover from predators, that sort of thing. And you'll attract a lot more birds to yards, and you'll see different interesting stuff.
Boy, I'm so excited. Alice saw two orioles just while she was on the phone this morning. That's excellent. So it's also Spring Migration Day coming up on Saturday. And is there anything special about this day?
So International Migratory Bird Day is always the Mother's Day Saturday, and there's lots of events going on all around the state. Wisconsin actually leads the nation in International Migratory Bird Day events, but they're not all on Mother's Day Saturday. I think Fitchburg has an event this Saturday, and then if you go to that DNR birding page, there's lots of great festivals coming up, Horicon Marsh Bird Festival, Shawamigan Bay, all kinds of great ones in Wisconsin.
Wonderful. So what bird are you crossing your fingers that you see sometime this spring, Andy?
Oh, man. Well, today I want to go home and see Baltimore Oriole for sure, alighting upon my orange feeder.
I am going to look for one, too. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks, Troy.
Andy Paulios is coordinator of the Wisconsin Bird Conservation Initiative and a biologist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. And again, all of those resources that he mentioned we'll put on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine, now welcoming back Rob Ferret, because this is listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio, and today is One Day Wednesday.
It's a one-day pledge drive, just a single day. We are in range of our goal for this hour, 16 more pledges in the next 8 minutes or so. You can help us hit this really important goal, make this one-day drive a success with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Definitely, definitely doable. We are asking you to help us meet this goal, to help pay for the programs that you rely on, the programs that you enjoy, that you listen to every day. Make your gift now, any amount, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've been having a lot of fun talking to Andy Polios about the birds making their way into and through Wisconsin, what you can see out there. Heard a lot of great things from our listeners, too. Now take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you and then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you know, your pledge online at WPR.org is especially helpful right now. Your pledge at WPR.org keeps the phone lines open for those who don't have internet access. Support the programs that you rely on at WPR.org. Of course, you can also pledge at 888-202-2552.
Where else are you going to get a conversation like this at 6 a.m.? Nowhere. Only on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, only on the Joy Cardine Show. We book the guests, we show up, you show up, and we have lively, informative, fun conversations every morning.
Because you love these early morning conversations, make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your support is key to making these discussions, to making this entire program available to you and to everyone.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign that it's time to donate. It means WPR is important to you.
And you are certainly important to us because we are listener-supported radio. We count on financial support from listeners like you, people who rely on WPR to bring them something special every day. Your gift of $5 a month or $10 a month, whatever amount feels right to you, makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, and it really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A donation to Wisconsin Public Radio has a greater impact than you might realize.
I have the power to share the stories of people from all around Wisconsin.
I have the power to bring great music into cars, homes, and workplaces across Wisconsin.
I have the power to make a contribution for those who might want to but can't afford it.
Today, as we fit an entire pledge drive into one day, you have the power to make it a success. Here's someone to tell you how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret asking for your pledge during this one-day Wednesday. Thanks in advance of your gift of $10 or $15 a month, whatever amount you choose, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looking for 15 more pledges by the end of the hour to get this one-day pledge drive off to a great start. Hey, if you pledge $10 a month or more, ask for your very own WPR artist mug. We're unveiling it for this drive. You can be one of the first in your area to take a sip of coffee or tea or hot cocoa out of the new mug. It's bird themed, so if you've had fun this hour, this is the mug for you. It's got a couple of fanciful birds on it, a cartoonish radio, some flowers, and it says birds of a feather listen together. Well, and I hope birds of a feather pledge together. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
I am looking forward to getting that mug, and I am looking forward to your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. You can make your pledge even easier for yourself when you become a sustainer at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You choose the monthly amount that's right for you. Maybe it is $10 a month, so you get the mug, and then you have it charged from your bank account or your credit card.
Hey, Elna from Bayside says she pledged, I am a sustainer.
Yay.
And listening to this hour, she's making an extra pledge because I value Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you, Elna. Elna's pledge continues year after year. So can yours when you make a sustaining donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Oh, just a couple minutes to go in this hour, this first hour of One Day Wednesday, and 13 pledges to go. Now, you can make your pledge to help us reach that goal and to help support the programming at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make your pledge of any amount for Wisconsin Public Radio.
And pledge $10 a month or more and ask for your very own brand new artist mug, a bird-themed springy artist mug, a WPR mug. Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, this is the fifth annual one-day Wednesday pledge drive.
Wow.
It's very exciting that we have been able to reduce our spring pledge drive to just one day. Mm-hmm. This isn't a whole week. This is one day. So keep this one-day Wednesday concept a success with your pledge of support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's really important that we meet our goal in this first hour. We need 11 more pledges. There's just a minute, but you know what? You can keep pledging through the news. It'll still count toward this hour. Pledge right now, whatever amount is right for you at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And remember, you can get that beautiful 2013 artist mug, Birds of a Feather, Listen Together, with your pledge of $10 a month or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. So please do pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks for your support.